Good morning, this is Bob Oakes. A little more than a year ago, we told you the story of Jean Magloire. He's a Boston cab driver who spends much of the year in his native Haiti, where he runs a health program called the Comprehensive Haitian American Program Outreach. The program's acronym led to Magloire's nickname, Chapeau. Chapeau also happens to be Haitian slang for condom, which Magloire distributes as part of his outreach program. He spoke with us back in the fall of 2008 about the other things he distributes and about his connection to Boston.
Yeah, this is for kids, toothbrushes for kids. We have dental floss. We have those deodorant soap we get from good friends. We get them from the Harvard Dental School of Public Health.
Chapeau's village of Merge was devastated by the massive earthquake in Haiti last month. For a while, many of Chapeau's friends didn't know if he'd survived. Reporter Seth Rollbein visited Haiti after the quake, went looking for Chapeau, found him, and today has this report.
So, Chapeau, you're alive.
Yes, indeed, thanks to the Almighty God.
So, go back in time and tell me what happened that day.
I was in Cay Jacmel, finishing a day of work, and I was under a three-story building when I feel the ground shaking and I see the top collapsing on the next one, into the next one, into the next one, like a domino. And I hold on to a post and flew through a window. And I went by the sea. The sea was dry. And suddenly I see big waves coming at me, up to my knees, so I went back into the mainland like a tsunami. And everybody was crying, "Where is Chapeau? Probably he's dead." And then after like 5 minutes, I came out the place and people were very happy to see me alive.
How long did the quake last?
15 seconds. 15 seconds.
Changed the world.
It changed the world. And we Haitians who had barely nothing, now we have absolutely nothing.
I noticed that you've blocked the entrance into your little parking area. Why did you do that?
I did this because there were so many mean people dropping dead bodies here on people's parking space, people's yard, in people's community. So we have to do this, and sometimes we have to stay awake until midnight before we go to bed. Every car suspicious we have seen approaching our house, we give them a flashlight, so they know there are people watching.
Chapeau's house is perched between highway and sea, only a few feet from both. Its cement walls still stand, but they're split into jagged cracks. Inside, his possessions are smashed or askew, as if this was a boat tossed in a wild storm. A broom handle buttresses the tilting ceiling, a little protection against another aftershock.
This is a place that is not habitable. It's too risky to live in here. So this house will have to be broken down.
And where are you sleeping right now?
I'm sleeping in a truck, a 13-box container truck. I know.
Chapeau has been distributing basic medical supplies gathered by a Christian prayer group from Roslindale. I went with him as he doled out the most popular item in the plastic crate, ibuprofen.
Après ça, fait mon yo connait ouais, nous gain comprimé pour tête faire mal la fièvre. Mais qu'est-ce ça? Ça va?
Chapeau, as you think ahead now towards what this community needs and what kind of help would be most important, what do you think?
The most important things that we Haitian people need right now is jobs. Haitian people are not lazy. They are willing to work, but there is no job. Look at those young men on here. Those young women, they would like to work. We need job. We don't need food, water. Yes, there are some people who don't need food and water. But if we have jobs, we can purchase what we need.
Do you expect to be back in Boston anytime soon?
I'll be in Boston in April as scheduled, and I will be very glad to see all my friends from all over the world. And I know they can count on me. I'm a captain. I cannot abandon the ship, even if it is sinking. I will have to be the last one to leave here. I will not leave here until I have seen my community get what they need, what they deserve.
With that, Chapeau returned to the people clustered in his yard to offer them what he could for now, consolation and more ibuprofen. For WBUR, I'm Seth Rollbein.
Hein? Qu'est-ce que vous faites?